Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 22nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Warner Brothers Discovery will shut down the CNN Plus streaming service on April 30th after just launching on March 29th. Customers will receive prorated refunds on existing subscriptions. CNBC sources say existing CNN Plus content will move to HBO Max, CNN.com, and on the CNN app. The UK's Department of Transport proposed updates to the highway code for people using self-driving cars. Under the changes, drivers would be required to take control of vehicles when prompted. Watching television on built-in screens would be allowed while in motion, but mobile phone use will remain illegal. Users of self-driving cars would not be responsible for crashes, with insurance companies liable for claims. The Department of Transport expects the first self-driving vehicles to be ready for use on UK roads later this year. Twitter will launch a beta test to highlight third-party tools that are part of its Twitter Toolbox collection it launched back in February. When users in the beta block or mute someone using Twitter's native tools on the web, Twitter will show a prompt suggesting services like Block Party, Bodyguard, and Moderate. Twitter's head of product for its developer platform, Amir Shavat, said this is part of an effort by Twitter's dedicated team to solve third-party app discovery problems on the platform. The online payment company Stripe now lets merchants make payouts to customers with the stablecoin USDC. Twitter will be the first to integrate this payment method, letting select creators receive earnings from ticketed spaces and super follows in USDC. Stripe plans to support additional payout currencies over time. The Verge's Chris Welsh reports Sonos will release a new entry-level soundbar on June 7th, priced at $249. The soundbar will be smaller than the current Sonos Beam, not support Dolby Atmos or third-party voice assistants, and may not include an HDMI port. Sonos reportedly expects some customers to use the soundbar as paired surrounds with its high-end Sonos Arc soundbar. Instagram began testing a change to how it displays searches for hashtags, showing posts with the most likes and related reels. The company said this will be mixed with more recent and timely content to see how people engage with it. In Q1, Snap reported it lost 2 cents per share on revenue, up 38% in the year to $1.06 billion, but both missed analyst estimates. Daily active users proved a bright spot, though, up 18% in the year to 332 million and above analyst estimates. CEO Evan Spiegel said advertisers pausing campaigns after the Russian invasion of Ukraine impacted its ad revenue. Apple discontinued macOS Server, saying its functions are all now included in regular macOS installs. Server originally began in 1999 as a totally separate version of macOS 10 that predated the consumer version. With macOS 10 Lion, Apple began offering Server as a downloadable add-on app for any Mac. At Pwn to Own Miami, competitors earned $400,000 for using 26 zero-day exploits targeting SCADA and industrial control systems. Security researchers from Computest Sector 7 topped the leaderboard, earning $90,000, demonstrating remote code execution flaws on SCADA software, triggering a denial-of-service attack on an automation server, and bypassing trusted application checks on ICS equipment. Dell updated its gaming laptops with the refreshed G15 laptop, Alienware M15 R7, and M17 R5, all configured with AMD Ryzen 6000 series CPUs. The G15 starts at $899 with a Ryzen 5 6600H CPU, NVIDIA RTX 3050 GPU, and 120Hz 1080p display. The M15 can offer up to a 240Hz QHD display and Ryzen 7 6800H CPUs, while the M17 can go up to a 4K 120Hz panel and Ryzen 9 6980H CPU. Both of those can be equipped with a 16GB RTX 3080 Ti GPU. The laptop ship May 16th. Teenage Engineering, the designer of the Playdate and Whimsical synthesizers, announced a new audio gadget, the TX6 Field Mixer. It includes six stereo inputs and outputs, fully customizable control knobs, and can act as a synthesizer, drum sequencer, and USB-C audio interface with an 8-hour battery life. It's available now for $1,199. Valve updated the specifications for its yet-to-be-released Steam Deck docking station. The dock now lists three USB 3.1 ports, previously two were listed as USB 2.0, and the included Ethernet port is now listed as supporting gigabit speeds. Still no word on pricing, with a release set for late spring. And finally, CERN resumed research operations with the Large Hadron Collider, beginning with proton collisions at a meager 450 billion electron volts, with plans to ramp up speeds to eventually hit a record of 13.6 trillion electron volts. The LHC shut down in June 2018 for upgrades and maintenance work, and is scheduled to run new research projects through 2026. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.